在这课里，我们学习间接隐句的用法。比方，他说他不来。
He said that he was not coming.
等等。现在我们来听今天这一课的对话。内容是说，凯特在学校里跟同事，也就是教体育的比尔，谈到了一个学生缺课的事情。请你注意听两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Is everyone here today?
No, Jimmy Taylor is absent.
That's strange. We're choosing teams today. He asked if he could be a captain. It's really too bad that he is not here.
He and his father came to see me early this morning. His father asked if Jimmy could be excused today. He said that they were going on a trip.
How long will Jimmy be out of school?
His father didn't say, but he did give the reason for the trip.
What is that?
Jimmy's grandmother died.
现在我们再听英文老师把对话慢慢地念一遍。
Is everyone here today?
No, Jimmy Taylor is absent.
That's strange. We're choosing teams today. He asked if he could be a captain. It's really too bad that he is not here.
He and his father came to see me early this morning. His father asked if Jimmy could be excused today. He said that they were going on a trip.
How long will Jimmy be out of school?
His father didn't say, but he did give the reason for the trip.
What is that?
Jimmy's grandmother died.
下面我请英文老师把对话里的间接引句再念一遍。
He asked if he could be a captain.
His father asked if Jimmy could be excused today. He said that they were going on a trip.
第一组练习是由凯特或是比尔说一句话。比方凯特说
Jimmy Taylor is absent.
接着学生就用间接引句说
Kate said that Jimmy Taylor was absent.
请你注意，在引述别人的话的时候，应该把话里的现在时态动词改成过去时态。现在我们开始做练习。学生做句子的时候，请你也一起做。
Jimmy Taylor is absent.
Kate said that Jimmy Taylor was absent.
Jimmy is excused from school.
Kate said that Jimmy was excused from school.
Jimmy's grandmother is dead.
Kate said that Jimmy's grandmother was dead.
下面学生引述比尔说的话。还是请你跟着做练习。
It is strange that Jimmy is absent.
Bill said that it was strange that Jimmy was absent.
The school is choosing teams.
Bill said that the school was choosing teams.
Jimmy wants to be a captain.
Bill said that Jimmy wanted to be a captain.
It is too bad that Jimmy is not in school.
Bill said that it was too bad that Jimmy was not in school.
下面一组练习是由凯特自我介绍，说明他是小学三年级教员，并且叙述他的日常工作。比方，他教什么课程，他预备教材，跟学生和学生家长开会等等。练习的做法是由凯特说一句话。比方，我教算术。
I teach arithmetic.
听了之后你就引述凯特的话说，凯特告诉我他教算术。
Kate told me that she taught arithmetic.
请你注意，在引述别人的话的时候，不但要把现在时态动词改为过去时态，并且要把话里的主词从我改成他。现在我们开始做练习，每做完一句，老师会念出正确答案，让你做个比较。
I am an elementary school teacher.
Kate told me that she was an elementary school teacher.
I am a third grade teacher.
Kate told me that she was a third grade teacher.
I teach arithmetic.
K Kate told me that she taught arithmetic.
I introduce other subjects as well.
Kate told me that she introduced other subjects as well.
All my students are 8 or 9 years old.
Kate told me that all her students were 8 or 9 years old.
I prepare for my classes.
Kate told me that she prepared for her classes.
I have conferences with my students quite often.
Kate told me that she had conferences with her students quite often.
Sometimes I talk to my students' parents.
Kate told me that sometimes she talked to her students' parents.
下面一组练习是要请你引述比尔说的话。练习的做法跟刚才大同小异，这次是由比尔自我介绍，说明他能做什么，愿意为学生做什么等等。比方比尔告诉你说，我能教体育。
I can teach physical training.
你听了之后就说，比尔告诉我他能教体育。
Bill told me that he could teach physical training.
请你注意，在引述比尔的话的时候，必须把助动词
can
跟
will
改成
could
跟
would。
现在我们开始做练习，每做一句就听老师念正确答案。
I can teach physical training.
Bill told me that he could teach physical training.
I will teach my students how to play tennis.
Bill told me that he would teach his students how to play tennis.
I will play volleyball with my students.
Bill told me that he would play volleyball with his students.
I will take my students swimming.
Bill told me that he would take his students swimming.
I can teach my classes outdoors.
Bill told me that he could teach his classes outdoors.
I can enjoy sunshine when I am teaching.
Bill told me that he could enjoy sunshine when he was teaching.
I will help my students.
Bill told me that he would help his students.
I can make my students healthy.
Bill told me that he could make his students healthy.
刚才我们引述的句子都是陈述句，下面我们学习怎么引述问句。比方比尔问凯特，
Is Jimmy coming to school?
引述这句话的时候就应该这样说。
Bill asked Kate if Jimmy was coming to school.
请注意，引述问句的时候必须用
if, if, if
连接前后两句话，并且必须把问句改为陈述句。现在我们做一组练习，学学这种说法。练习的内容都是关于比尔问凯特吉米来不来上课的事情。每做完一个句子，就听老师念正确答案。
Is Jimmy coming to school?
Bill asked Kate if Jimmy was coming to school.
Is Jimmy absent?
Bill asked Kate if Jimmy was absent.
Is Jimmy excused from class?
Bill asked Kate if Jimmy was excused from class.
Is Jimmy taking a trip?
Bill asked Kate if Jimmy was taking a trip.
下面请你引述凯特问比尔的话，内容都是说到吉米能够不能够参加校队去比赛的事情。吉米还是跟刚才一样做练习。
Can Jimmy still be a captain?
Kate asked Bill if Jimmy could still be a captain.
Will Jimmy be chosen to be a captain?
Kate asked Bill if Jimmy would be chosen to be a captain.
Can Jimmy still play in the game?
Kate asked Bill if Jimmy could still play in the game.
Will Jimmy make it to the game?
Kate asked Bill if Jimmy would make it to the game.
刚才我们学习了怎么引述问句， 现在我们继续学习。在引述问句的时候，除了用
if
连接两句话以外，也可以用
whether W-H-E-T-H-E-R whether
来代替。现在我们做一组练习，学学这种说法。练习的做法是，比尔问凯特一些有关他的工作的问题，凯特就用间接引句引述比尔提出的问题。比方，比尔问凯特，你有黑人学生吗？
Do you have black students?
凯特就说，比尔问我，我有没有黑人学生。
Bill asked me whether I had black students.
比方，比尔又问凯特，你有其他少数民族学生吗？
Do you have other minority students?
凯特就说，比尔问我，我有没有其他少数民族学生。
Bill asked me whether I had other minority students.
除了这两个问题以外，比尔还问凯特，是不是跟学生一起吃中饭，是不是看着学生好好的吃饭，教不教学生养成良好的学习习惯等等。现在我们开始做练习，请你注意听比尔问问题，并且替凯特引述比尔的话。每做完一个句子，凯特会念出正确答案，让你做个比较，看你做对了没有。
Do you give your students a lot of homework?
Bill asked me whether I gave my students a lot of homework.
Do you meet with your students' parents?
Bill asked me whether I met with my students' parents.
Do you eat lunch with your students?
Bill asked me whether I ate lunch with my students.
Do you make sure that your students eat well?
Bill asked me whether I made sure that my students ate well.
Do you make sure that your students drink milk?
Bill asked me whether I made sure that my students drank milk.
Do you teach reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Bill asked me whether I taught reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Do you have black students?
Bill asked me whether I had black students.
Do you have other minority students?
Bill asked me whether I had other minority students.
Do you teach your students to have good study habits?
Bill asked me whether I taught my students to have good study habits.
现在我们来做今天这一课的听力测验。今天我们要听的文章是介绍凯特的工作。文章里提到他每天几点上下班，在学校里做些什么事情。文章里许多词汇都是我们已经学习过的。现在请你注意听老师念这篇文章。等一会儿我们要问你几个问题。
Kate is an elementary school teacher. She has a third grade class this year with children who are 8 or 9 years old. She has white students,black students, and students of other minorities. She teaches reading, writing, and arithmetic. Other teachers teach music and physical training. Kate uses reading to introduce history and other subjects to her students. She gives them a lot of work, but she tries to teach them good study habits.She also makes her lessons interesting. Kate usually gets to school at 7:30 in the morning, an hour before classes begin. She uses the extra time to prepare for her classes. Sometimes students and their parents come to school early for conferences with Kate.This is one of the few occasions when Kate can meet with her students' parents because most of them work when their children are in school. At lunchtime, Kate usually eats with her students. She wants to make sure that they eat well and drink their milk. After class, Kate corrects the students' homework and prepares for the next day. She usually doesn't get away from the school until nearly 4:30 in the afternoon. She has a long day.
等一会儿我们再请英文老师用慢速度把整篇文章念一遍。现在我们先来听今天测验的三个问题。第一个问题是
What are some of the subjects taught in elementary school?
第二个问题是
What does Kate do in school?
第三个问题是
What hours does Kate work?
现在英文老师用慢速度把文章再念一遍给你听。
Kate is an elementary school teacher. She has a third grade class this year with children who are 8 or 9 years old. She has white students, black students, and students of other minorities. She teaches reading, writing, and arithmetic. Other teachers teach music and physical training.Kate uses reading to introduce history and other subjects to her students. She gives them a lot of work, but she tries to teach them good study habits. She also makes her lessons interesting. Kate usually gets to school at 7:30 in the morning, an hour before classes begin. She uses the extra time to prepare for her classes. Sometimes students and their parents come to school early for conferences with Kate. This is one of the few occasions Kate can meet with her students' parents because most of them work when their children are in school. At lunchtime, Kate usually eats with her students. She wants to make sure that they eat welland drink their milk. After class, Kate corrects the students' homework and prepares for the next day. She usually doesn't get away from the school until nearly 4:30 in the afternoon. She has a long day.
刚才那篇文章希望你都听懂了。现在请你回答刚才老师念过的三个问题。你回答之后，老师会念出正确答案。让你做个比较。第一个问题是
What are some of the subjects taught in elementary school?
Reading, writing, arithmetic, history, music, and physical training are taught in elementary school.
第二个问题是
What does Kate do in school?
She prepares for her classes, teaches,has conferences with students, eats lunch with students, and corrects students' homework.
第三个问题是
What hours does Kate work?
She works from 7:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon.